you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Streaming is there too, in case you're not in your car. TNTRadioEmpire.com. But go buy a damn radio for your house if you're stuck in a house too, by the way. We got Bert Kreischer, Dr. Mina, Tommy Chong all today on the program.
They still sell radios?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I was looking to get a new clock radio here recently.
Yeah, I have a clock radio.
We got one in the bathroom. Yeah. That's an old clock radio. I mean, literally, I think I had this thing in college.
They do last forever.
And it's so like if you just touch the volume knob,
right.
It's either you can't hear it or it's blowing your ears out. Like there's no in between.
Yeah, I bought one at Target maybe a year ago, and I walked in there and they had a bunch of clock radios.
Yeah you can still find them.
You can still find those old school transistor radios.
I think you can.
They're considered a retro thing now. But you can actually find them.
Well, when Christy's mom moved to the home, she had one of these multifunction stereos. It actually has a turntable on it, so we've collected a little vinyl. On the side, there's a thing to stick cassettes in.
Oh, jeez.
There's a CD player and a radio.
Eight-track? No 8-track?
No
slot?
8-track.
Ah.
Yeah, funny, all that stuff. That it's
so that must have been made like probably in the early 80s.
I think I remember my grandmother having
it. No, it had to be mid-80s. I don't think
CDs.
Track,
no live Fox.
CDs didn't become mainstream till about the mid-80s.
Yeah, mid-80s.
I think I remember a console, like turntable, and I think hers had an 8-track slot in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen
it. It was a big, like a big, panel that they like lifted up.
They had 8-track slots.
Yeah, and had an 8-track slot and a turntable inside.
That's how I used to listen to my Tommy Chong albums right there, my Cheech and Chong albums. Cheech and Chong. But Chong will call later on, not Cheech. Tommy's going to call. We lost Curly Neal, the Globetrotters. Craig mentioned who five people had him in the Deadpool.
Yeah.
Stewie and Brian got together to help us out with the coronavirus, right? There's some great clips here.
Seth MacFarlane actually put together a podcast. And as Family Guy characters, here's part of it with Brian and Stewie.
Toilet paper is very hard to come by right now, so here are a few life hacks. If you run out of toilet paper, what do?
If you own a tie, you have toilet paper.
I would recommend scooting your ass on the lawn. Always work for me.
Yes, we've noticed.
A house cat?
Your neighbor's mail?
Oh, yeah, nice L.L. Bean catalog. There you go.
There's little clips.
Yeah, they have a little bit more here.
You know, I got an email from L.L. Bean the other day. Yeah, saying, we're going to get through this together.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of those, too.
I know, right? Look at this one. Here's our stance on COVID-19. From Lee Jeans. How does Lee Jeans have a stance on COVID-19? Wash your hands for at least 20 seconds. From Sephora.
Stay 6 feet apart at all times. From Stanley Tape Measures. Now see that.
That's good branding.
That's
right?
Good branding. Yeah, right there.
And by the way, they rip us off.
Reminder to please familiarize yourself with the proper guidelines by visiting the website for the Centers for Disease Control or the World Health Organization.
Who?
Yes.
Who? No, whose website?
That's correct.
Yeah, who?
Yes.
Okay, I go to the website.
Yes.
Whose website?
That's right.
Brian, we're in a crisis here. I don't think it's time to be b***ing around. Who gives the guidelines?
Yes, who gives the guidelines?
That's what I'm asking! God, I hate you right now!
Thank you, Seth. Needed that.
Yeah. congratulations.
To
the United States.
Oh, we're number one.
We are number one.
We're not, we don't have a leader. That's why.
We are the leader.
We are number one. We are number one.
We're
number
leading one the coronavirus league.
What are we number one in?
We have the most cases of coronavirus in the world.
Yep.
More than 82,000 cases passing both Italy and China.
And China's a big country, by the way.
It really is. Yeah. Over 1,100 people have died in the United States. Most of those deaths have been in New York and Washington State. I think they're saying the next hot spot.
Chicago and Detroit.
New Orleans.
Why New Orleans?
You know why New Orleans?
Because of Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
You know what? I was so glad that they actually shut down the bars here on St. Patrick's Day. Because who knows what would have happened here? Because this town is one of the top, I would say, one of the top 20 bars cities in the country when it came to St. Patrick's Day. We were ranked that way a lot of
places.
And
I don't think we've seen the effects of the spring breakers.
No, coming back. Yeah, Florida was screwed up by letting them down there, but they were from all over the country, these bozo kids. They weren't just from Florida.
The Texas beaches were crowded. The California beaches were crowded. So I don't think we've seen that wave take full effect yet.
But Craig, I saw a poll yesterday that people think the news is too negative because they want sunshine blowing up their ass. Because that's how you solve.
Well, we all do.
That's how you solve problems, though, right?
I would like that,
but that's not how you solve a problem.
Yeah, that's not.
No. But that's how people get their news now.
I know.
You're just supposed to say what you think people want to hear,
right?
Yeah.
Like, we'll get this thing going anytime now.
They're so used to hearing what they want to hear, and they go a lot of places and don't hear what they want to hear. You're negative. The media is the new Obama.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
It is. For idiots, though.
The media is the scapegoat. Right. Well, that's
And there's a lot of them out there.
Right. If you qualify that's just for idiots, well, no, that's a lot of people.
I know.
In fact, I would say majority.
It scares me, though.
We're a majority idiot nation.
Oh, easily. Easily. You can watch that guy every day if you do and think he's telling you the truth. Yeah, you're right. We are a majority idiot nation. I agree with that.
Lawmakers in the House are gearing up for a major vote, rushing back to D.C., some with concerns. The coronavirus package, stimulus package, they're calling it, not a stimulus, even though you keep hearing that. They figure that it won't pass by a simple voice vote because one guy might request a recorded vote,
Republican,
meaning most House members need to be present to actually cast their votes.
Yeah, it's a Republican congressman.
Everybody's scrambling to get back so they can vote on this measure later today.
He's mad there's too much money given out.
I do like the memes floating around that the big giant corporations should pull themselves up by their bootstraps maybe drive an Uber if they don't have enough money.
And have your wife cheat on you while you're driving an Uber.
Expecting the government to bail you out.
Right.
Yeah, there's a lot of really harsh advice coming in for Uber driver.
Well, I think we gave them harsh advice, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's called realism. Nobody's buying it, are they?
Oh, no. Everybody's convinced that you think this is the first time that happened.
Well, even if it was, it's still wrong, but I don't think it was the first time.
Yeah, but if it was the first time, is that forgivable? Is what she did forgivable? That's up to
it's
him.
It's up to them. If she didn't cheat, but if she was sucking face in a bar, you might not forgive that. And you might not ever forgive her, actually.
Let's say, for the sake of argument, that she is absolutely telling the truth.
Right.
Yeah.
She just was wanted to ride somewhere and go gamble.
Yeah.
And her friends didn't want to go and she rode with them. Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Which is possible, by the way.
Telling the truth.
That is possible.
Is that good enough?
First of all, why'd she say there was... I thought there was only one guy in the car with her. How come the guy said there was like three guys?
He was meeting friends over at the casino. That's why he wanted to go gamble.
Yeah, that's a nice spin right there. Oh, I'm with you, Craig. If completely true, yes, it's totally forgivable.
Is it?
Yes, because she was just drunk and stupid, getting in and going to go gamble.
But it's going to take a little while.
Forgivable?
Yeah.
But it's still a transgression.
Yeah. Oh, you're pissed.
Sure. It's going to take a long while to reestablish trust.
Right. Now, other way around, guy hops in a car with a 24-year-old. Yeah, if only. That's a push said.
The intentions are not similar.
No, they're not. But she could just blow you off, old man.
Well, see, that's what we don't know. We don't know what her intentions were. Right. Did she just want to go gambling?
Well, that's what she's using right now. And it's a plausible explanation if you care about her and you trust her. We don't know what this guy's relationship was with her the whole time. Has there been past stuff where she's partying too much, too late, not coming home, that kind of stuff?
Right.
Yeah. Because we all know drunk chicks can't handle themselves.
Well, yeah, many times drunk people.
Yes.
Yeah.
But in this case, we're talking about women.
In this case, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she did put herself in a potentially dangerous situation.
Well,
yeah. But
she
you don't think of that when you're all hammered.
No. I'm more mad that I think she was cheating on me, not the danger part. But yeah, the danger, if she's innocent, the danger part's actually just as
danger schmanger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he did add that, yeah, she must have been pretty drunk because I drive a white Ford Taurus. Oh, actually, he's pointing out that's a pretty common vehicle.
Yeah,
I don't see a lot of them. But you'd recognize your own car if you were sober. Or your husband's car.
Especially a white one, because the dark green, dark black, I mean, dark blue, those kind of mix together at night.
Yeah.
A white car pulls up. Eh. And by the way, when you have a car, you see that car everywhere.
Yeah.
You know? We've all noticed
that's
that.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah, as soon as you buy a new car,
you see
notice,
that car.
Oh, they're all over.
Yeah.
Everybody's got one.
Yeah.
The white Taurus Club, you're waving at each other. You know? I've seen those guys.
Now, to be fair, our mechanic says that the Taurus is the car for people that don't like cars. Which I've always been amused by.
So,
which I was fine with mine. Which, you know,
that's right.
Yeah,
you had one.
I had one. Yeah. And when I had it, that's what he told me.
That was the first new vehicle I ever purchased. Was they called them station wagons back then. But, you know, we had a couple of kids, and so we needed.
Oh, you did have a wagon, man. Yeah.
We had a Ford Taurus wagon.
You did have that wagon. I remember that.
Rear-facing third seat, or was that gone by then?
Oh, no.
In the wagon,
not the rear
wagon. You just laid down that wagon, right?
This was a long time ago.
Yeah.
We had the school station wagons back when I was, and they had the rear facing third seat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Those are probably 70s models.
Yeah. 70s or early 80s. Yeah.
And the Indianapolis 500, the latest major sports event to get postponed.
Why, man?
Yeah.
I heard
supposed to be Memorial Weekend now, August 23rd.
I heard LeBron say again yesterday he don't want to play in front of no fans. I'm thinking, why do they keep asking that question? Because I mean, I understand the sports world trying to talk about sports because they got nothing else, and it is nice to try to think about baseball starting up in June or July and playing late. They're actually somewhat interesting. If you're in a car, you want to hear a little bit because it just makes you think that something's normal. But the NBA says, you know, one of their aspects, they could start playing, maybe, everything's on the table, without fans. And LeBron said, I ain't done. He said it again. I'm thinking, man.
Well, I heard somebody yesterday mention, for the first time, this first time I'd heard this, was that to get, like, local TV money,
right,
they have to get 70 games into the season.
For NBA.
For the NBA.
How many they played?
I want to say they're probably in the high 50s or low 60s.
They're not going to risk anybody's life, though, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, they've talked about just coming back and starting the playoffs.
Right, right.
I don't think that'll happen because they need
that
money from the local TV affiliates.
Is that why? I thought, why not just play the playoffs now?
No.
If they get a chance.
They're not going to give up. I'm sure it's millions and millions of dollars.
Right. There's also been talk of college football being played without fans.
If we're looking far ahead, you mean?
Yeah.
God, I hope that doesn't happen.
Well, that's what people need to be cognizant of.
I know.
You take care of things now.
Now, right.
Do what you're supposed to do now.
We can't control the
right.
The
we
country,
might be
though.
Ready for football season. If you don't, it will delay things, and we won't be ready for football season.
We can't control them. The government in D.C., though, they're the ones that have to help a lot. They're the one who has to just call an emergency and really do stuff. And actually, only one guy can actually do that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Wichita area domestic violence shelters are still open despite the county stay-at-home order due to the pandemic. Officials say the Wichita Family Crisis Center and the Catholic Charities House have seen an increase in calls during the pandemic.
You're stuck in a house with your, and people are not happy.
Shelter officials say staff will work to protect victims from domestic violence and the coronavirus. The shelters are in need of supplies, including face masks, toilet paper, and hand sanitizer. Wichita, help out.
Yeah, do that.
The domestic violence shelters, the Wichita Family Crisis Center, and the Catholic Charities House.
We talked about, you know, all the babies being born around Christmas because of the corona boom, which will probably be called eventually someday, hopefully. But what about domestic abuse and divorce?
Divorce, certainly. Yeah. In China, they are seeing divorces go up.
Really?
Yeah. A lot.
Yeah.
They are actually... They're putting a cap on divorces in China. There's only, some offices at least, it's only, they're only allowing 10 a day.
Okay. Oh, so they're still allowed to get divorced. I thought you said, we're no more divorces today. You can't do it.
Well, yeah.
But, that day, but you can come in the next day, right, and get in line?
Yeah.
All right. Jeez, 10 a day.
Something like that.
Once again, though, if you get divorced now and you're still isolated with them. Serve your woman with papers and stay in the same house. That's where the domestic abuse comes. Then she's going to kick your ass.
She could.
Yeah.
Wow, there's probably a situation where somebody served somebody with papers.
And they're still in the same house.
Well, before this all went down.
Oh, that's right.
And they said, we'll just stay here till maybe middle of April, right, and then we'll move out. And no. Wah, wah, wah.
Oh, I'm sure it's fine. Sure, they're finding ways to get along.
Yes.
Board games.
Perhaps
they'll
reconcile during this trial period.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. They're hugging each other and kissing each other every night.
Or somebody's sleeping in the unfinished basement on an old mattress just to get away from her.
That is more like it.
Something you're not telling us?
No.
Okay.
That did.
No, but I can see that happening.
That was oddly specific.
That was really oddly specific. And really angry at the end.
Have you finished the basement?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
No,
really,
no.
Really oddly specific there, puss.
No, I'm actually...
I know.
She's been working from home for 2 weeks.
You're okay.
I'm the one...
I guarantee when the door closes, when you show up, she's thinking,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I definitely, that's happening. She could hear the garage door open and go,
son of a bitch.
Home already.
Why doesn't he have more to do? Stay at work.
New survey out of England says that 1 in 5 people fear Earth will be invaded by aliens by the year 2068.
Oh.
Again, an oddly specific year.
Yeah.
By 2068. Why that year?
If it was done, say, last year in the in 19.
Oh, in the next 50 years.
Yeah, something like that. Overall, half of the 2,000 British adults that took part in the survey believe in the existence of aliens and that first contact with an alien life form will occur in the next 50 years. 22% are worried for their lives in the event of an invasion.
They're staying away now, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of the virus, right.
They want nothing to do with this planet.
Of those who believe that contact with aliens...
Idiocracy, right,
Of those who believe that contact with aliens is imminent, 71% expect to face danger from panicked humans.
Well, God,
that's
what's happening now. And there's no aliens.
Even without the virus, you see an alien, you'd probably be a little panicky.
Yeah. Well, that's what they're saying here. The survey in the United Kingdom also shows that 71% of believers think the Earth has already been visited by aliens at some point.
Oh, yeah, one of us could be an alien. We don't know, right? One of those deals.
Yeah, or, you know, at some point in history, you know, even thousands of years ago. You know, ancient aliens and all that.
And left because there was no intelligent life here?
Well, they had to get things set up, and then they're going to, you know, see
come back
how
later.
It works. Yeah, yeah, they have to set the experiment up.
We're a big experiment, right?
Yeah, they have to set the experiment up, and then they're going to come back every few years and check on us.
No, I prefer to believe two people in a garden started us.
Come back now and fix things.
Almost 75% of the respondents believe that governments across the globe are hiding information about detection of or contact with alien life forms.
This is my favorite thing, that there's that's over the years people have been in government and dying and just been deathbeds and nobody said anything about any of these. That's why I don't believe that there's a big conspiracy to keep it quiet. Because somebody would speak up.
Yeah. Well, I think it's really difficult to keep a secret now.
Yes.
There's leakers. There's social media.
Yeah.
The survey found that 46% of us would join a resistance group in the event of an alien invasion.
Dude. Oh, those guys can't wait.
Oh, I know.
And 54 would just, I for one, yeah, welcome our new alien over. Right.
No, 20% would leave the battle up to others. 46% would go fight themselves.
Oh, yeah.
20% would say, y'all go head on.
I can finally put that gun collection to good use.
And 23% of humanity.
Not against phasers, you can't.
They don't know that.
If they land here, their technology is much more.
The laser gun doesn't ever have to be reloaded.
If they're landing here, their technology is much greater than ours.
Much greater.
Because we ain't landing there.
They'll stun us all,
right,
anally probe us if we're lucky.
Well, good luck getting through to the militia.
Right.
23% of us, only 23% of us feel that humanity could successfully defend itself against alien attackers.
They're watching movies. There's no way in hell we'd defend ourselves.
I wouldn't think so.
Because if they could pull up, land here, come down, and just attack us, we're done.
I'd kick somebody's ass.
Yeah.
I think everybody else could. Half of the respondents think an invasion would end the human race as we know it.
Probably.
Now there's one Randy Quaid out there that's going to save us.
Yep. No, it's not going to happen.
And 29% welcome our Martian overlords. if they ever visited.
You might as well. If they come in bound and determined to take over,
right,
you should probably just bow down.
We're done.
Yeah.
That's good pick-me-up news, Craig.
Yeah.
During the pandemic.
Yeah, think about the alien invasion.
Yeah, I got that.
What if it's not virus?
I got that to worry about now.
What if it's not a virus that'll kill you? What if it's an invading alien life form?
Now I'm not going to get to sleep
tonight.
Pretty
good chance the super volcano goes before the alien.
I don't know.
This is only a test.
Run!
Only a test. Only a test.
The eruption system.
Once again, only a test.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.